Welcome back, Nathalie. I'm Amy.
Ceuta may be a small territory, but the questions surrounding it are anything but small. This Spanish city on the North African coast sits at the intersection of geography, sovereignty, migration, security, and humanitarian responsibility. That combination makes Ceuta important not only to Spain and Morocco, but also to the wider European debate over borders and asylum. To understand the situation clearly, it helps to begin with the place itself. Ceuta is governed by Spain, while Morocco maintains a long-standing claim to it. It is also one of the European Union's external land borders in Africa. People attempting to enter Ceuta may approach border fences, arrive by sea, or swim around coastal barriers, sometimes taking grave personal risks. Spanish authorities face the difficult task of controlling the border while respecting national, European, and international protections for migrants and asylum seekers. When people ask what Spaniards support, there is no single national answer. Public attitudes differ by region, political outlook, personal experience, and the way a particular crisis unfolds. Some Spaniards place the greatest emphasis on stronger border enforcement, orderly migration, and cooperation with Morocco. Others focus more heavily on rescue efforts, humane reception, access to asylum procedures, and safeguards for children and other vulnerable people. Many support elements of both: effective control of Spain's borders alongside treatment that respects human dignity and the law. Political parties frame these priorities differently, which can make public debate sound more polarized than everyday opinion actually is. Residents of Ceuta may also view the issue through immediate local concerns: public services, safety, commerce, and relations with neighboring Morocco, while people elsewhere in Spain may approach it primarily as a national or European policy question. The most useful approach is therefore to separate several things that are often blended together: Ceuta's political status, the immediate circumstances at the border, Spain's legal responsibilities, relations with Morocco, and the range of views held by Spanish citizens. As we open this topic, consider the central tension. How can a country maintain a controlled border while protecting the rights and dignity of people who arrive there?